This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. It was apparently set off by a social media figure promising free video game box consoles. The turnout was big, so was the trouble that followed.
Chaos erupted in Manhattan's Union Square Park as a large rowdy crowd gathered for a free giveaway by a social media influencer. Thousands descended on the park after popular Twitch star Kai Cenat, who has millions of followers online, promised free PlayStations to his fans.
CBS's Lana Zack in New York. In Texas Friday night,
Travis County judge issued a temporary injunction blocking parts of a Texas abortion ban for mothers with life-threatening pregnancy complications. It comes just a few weeks after several women shared emotional testimony about being denied an abortion due to the vagueness of the law.
That is KEYE-TV's Walt Masiborski. A cyber attack has several U.S. hospitals in at least four states cutting back on medical services. Correspondent John Dickerson.
Prospect Medical Holdings says it took its computer systems offline after learning it had been breached by hackers. The problem also caused urgent care and elective surgery centers to close and ambulances to be diverted. The systems are not expected to be online until next week.
The FBI is investigating. A day after his most recent criminal indictment, Donald Trump was making news in social media, the campaign trail, and a federal court. Speaking to a political crowd in Alabama,
we need one more indictment to close out this election. One more indictment, and this election is closed out. Nobody has even a chance.
With traffic restrictions going into effect on Monday in Atlanta, Trump could face one more indictment there. Meantime, the federal special counsel is asking for a protective order on what Trump can say about the election interference case after a Truth Social post seen as threatening. There was a $1 billion-plus drawing of the Mega Millions lottery.
His winning numbers are 45, 30, 52, 56, 11, and the Mega Ball is 20. Now, if no one matches all six numbers, Tuesday's jackpot could be more than $1.5 billion.
Well, the word is no one did, and so that jackpot is going to be higher than $1.5 billion. That is with the letter B, not like that M in Mega Millions. Nearly 100 days into the entertainment industry writer's strike, talks sort of resumed with the major studios. We say sort of because they're the first one since the Writers Guild of America, East and West, went on strike in early May. Final checking Wall Street, it closed somewhat lower on Friday. Checking gas prices, there still on the increase, up another penny on Friday, now averaging 383. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, our Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are.
you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm and muggy, and a low in the upper 60s. Clouds thicken for tomorrow, a few showers and storms, and a high in the mid-80s. Better chance of rain Sunday, cloudy and mid-70s. Partly sunny as we look on into Monday. Nice day, a little breezy, and upper 70s. It's 71 right now.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Izzy Douche, everything you said was a lie. You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big Izzy Douche.
But you're still a really, really handsome guy.
Thank you.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big Izzy Douche.
And don't I said it alone.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are talking about jobs where you get yelled at.
Bad behavior is acceptable.
You get cursed out. And if Congress is just one of those jobs, not excusing Derek Van Orden's, you know, whatever douchey, you know, he yelled at some kids for yelling, for lying down on the rotunda. But it just made me think about other stories that have ever come out of Congress of how terrible elected officials sometimes are to their staff. But then also thinking about stories I've heard about finance and Hollywood and in some industries where it's just okay to scream and curse at your colleagues or your underlings. I've never worked in a situation like that. I'm trying to think of how I would deal with it. I don't think I would deal well with it.
I don't think you would either.
Because we've had one situation where you've seen me where I definitely didn't get yelled at, but I did not like the tone that was taken. And I would, I went on a self-righteous tirade for a couple days.
But I also think, well, maybe not, but it is a different time now. And I would think more people would feel in a stronger position to step up and say, you can't do that to me.
Well, not teenagers. Like, obviously, that's a terrifying thing to be a teenager.
Sure.
And, you know, and, but yeah, and it's one thing to stand up for yourself. It's another thing to have, you know, just a different time in general where there's more of a stink you can make, even if your internal processes don't lend themselves to it. You can, I don't know, you can always write a you can go to Twitter, right? And sometimes
sure.
That will just blow up. But asking you if you have ever worked or, you know, what would happen in your job if someone acted like this? 844-967-2789. We got a text from Toma, Wisconsin. Two jobs that it's more common in. I don't know if it's acceptable is how I don't know if acceptable is how I would describe it, but line cook. And I have watched The Bear. So yes, I would say I was never back of the house. I have worked in restaurants and we didn't yell at each other. But I think, and I don't think the back of the house did either, but certainly I know, again, high stakes, high stress situation. And then he also said any military job that's not in an office, which I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
And then from the WAUK, listening to me, the ugliness is more that he verbally abused a bunch of teenagers in public, angry drunk uncle style, while they weren't even on the clock, from what I understand. Yeah, I'm not defending what he did. Like, I think this makes him look terrible. I don't think there's going to be really much ramifications for him besides if he gets, you know, if voters hold this against him next year. But, you know, I think it makes him look bad. And
But again,
is that just kind of like, well, and now we move on?
Yeah. And I think for some, that makes him a tough guy. For swearing at a bunch of teenagers. You tell him. Arr.
But it also makes me think about the fact of when he had that outlash with the librarian.
Outlash.
That's not the word that I want. What word am I trying to, like, not whiplash? I'm trying to think.
Tongue lashing.
Sure. We'll go with tongue lashing. I still don't think that's the word I'm trying to grab for. But when it was some teenager at a library.
Yep.
That he was so angry over, like, a LGBTQ, like,
display.
Book display.
Mm-hmm.
And so clearly the guy's got an anger issue and a temper.
And he doesn't like teenagers, apparently. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Tom from L.A. Good morning, Tom. What do you think?
Good morning. Happy Friday. Well, first off, we the people ultimately are the government. I believe that, but we need to get money out of politics so we can actually restore government back to we the people. Second, you know, when they have someone that was or is the leader of their party that can make fun of, you know, medically disabled people and what have you, I guess anything goes. So that's all out of the barn. Also, do you know how... if a woman had done this,
oh yeah,
that would have ruined her career in a second.
Well, and that's
this is one of the reasons why I have such an issue voting for females as presidents or vice presidents, because I think the Republicans, first off, are so good at messaging. They are. We just need to accept that. I mean, by the time the election comes up, it'll be Joe Biden belongs in jail somehow.
Totally. Well, and so, I say, Tom,
and they're so good at projection.
Well, and that's what I was almost ashamed of myself. Yeah, and I was almost ashamed of myself that the only example, like the first examples I thought of, were all women, right? Of like them being bad bosses, because I feel like it just doesn't end up. Not that he was the boss in this situation, but there's a power disparity there. And
but the same thing, like Katie Porter is actually very stern, I would say, about Earth. But
yeah.
The thing is, it would be very, very easy to make her into this evil, you know, Methuselah type of, you know, devil woman from, you know, one of the Little Mermaid shows.
Yep.
Or something. You know what I mean? It's
yep.
Like,
Tom, I got to let you go because we got another caller that we're going to try to squeeze in before the end of the break. But thank you for the call, as always. Do we have time for their...
Yes, we do. This is Robert from Richland Center. Real quick, Robert, because we're kind of up against the clock.
Okay, just on the Derek Van Norden situation. I think that there was the incident itself, but almost worse in my mind is the fact that he makes up this crazy stuff about they were desecrating soldiers' graves and making that up. So he wasn't apologetic. He was on the assault afterwards, which I think is actually almost worse.
I agree. I think the fact that there was no apology or being like, all right, I overstepped, or just like, well, I will never apologize for respecting my country.
Right,
but yeah,
right.
Thanks for the call, Robert. All right, well, we got to go to a break. And when we come back, Maggie Dawn is here for our Civic Media Crossover Friday. We're very excited to have her here. I think she's gonna inform us on Trump stuff because she's been taking it to him in her show at 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, the Maggie Dawn Show. So stay tuned. She will be here right after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You're a douche. You're a douche. You're a big fizzy douche.
Hold it, everybody. That's my phone.
Hello?
You're a douche.
Give me a D-O-U.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Just in, two Orlando police officers critically wounded in a traffic stop-related shooting. Police Chief Eric Smith.
During the stop, the suspect shot two of our officers. The suspect then carjacked another car and a vehicle pursuit ensued. We are right now actively looking for suspects.
Chaos and a big police response and arrest in Lower Manhattan as a social media giveaway promise brings out a huge unruly crowd.
The young people in the park throwing objects at each other. They were dancing. They were doing a whole lot of things, but they were hurting each other as they were doing this.
NYPD Chief Jeffrey Madry. The Food and Drug Administration okays the first pill for postpartum depression. CBS's Alexander Tin.
An estimated 15% of women experience what's called postpartum depression, an episode of major depression linked to childbirth or the later stages of pregnancy.
The federal special counsel is asking for a court order to limit what Donald Trump can say about that election-related case in which he's indicted on four counts. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are so excited. This is like 2 months in the making.
I know.
That we've been wanting to get you on the show. But Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show is here in person for our Civic Media Crossover Fridays. How are you doing?
I'm really good. Sales tax passed yesterday.
I know. Well, that's what was so funny. So I the show ended and it had not passed yet. So I was like, all right, I'm going to sit here and watch the live stream. Of and like each county board member was, or supervisor was getting up and giving their speech and their very main character energy.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them
were all demonstrating. Yes.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like doing something else and I hear your voice. I was like, oh, there's Maggie.
Oh, there she, that's right. She has a normal job. Yep. Took today off. Very happy that today is a day off after a celebration. And
so you see this as a good thing. You're happy.
There really is not any reasonable argument against a half a penny on a dollar sales tax in Milwaukee County. The city's problem was more acute. Their sales tax is much larger, has a much bigger economic impact on struggling working families. But the county is, it's like, I'm sorry, do you want your parks to stay open in your district, supervisor? Then what are you even talking about? For a minute there, I actually thought we were going to have a 17-1 vote. One supervisor we always knew was going to be a no vote because that's kind of his jam. And I won't get into that because
I think I know which one you're talking about.
I think I know too.
I bet you do, Jane. Y'all are pretty bright ladies.
It was the horseshoe. There was two that are on the opposite side of the spectrum that I figured were both going to be.
Yeah, I actually thought the one who was maybe more of a question might come around to it simply because your particular district may be more wealthy and less obtain, use, and access the county social services safety net and all these things that really, I often joke with people, we do airports to zoos, and if the only thing you know about Milwaukee County is and the airport, a golf course, and the zoo, it means you're in the top 10%. So for that individual supervisor, it was like, yeah, your folks may not use as much of it, but like, so your slice of our pie may be smaller in that way, but our pie is about to get bigger, so your residents and your constituents will get more. So I thought that vote might come around, and then the acting chairwoman during the vote, who is a supervisor from a district that has a lot of poverty and a lot of struggling working families, I was really shocked, and I think that vote was simply because the tax had passed, and the calculus for that elected official was, I can vote no and it doesn't matter. Mm. And one of the things I hammer on my show all the time is, yes, politics is theater, but when you are engaging in performative politics where you're doing it to either save yourself or promote yourself and it has no tether to what's actually good, like that needs to be highly criticized. And I think that individual regrets that vote.
Do you?
Yes.
Huh.
Galactic error.
Because this is the same person who also then almost immediately asked for a reconsideration, yes. Right? And then that was denied.
And I think that what you were seeing there was the, oh my gosh, I made a mistake. How do I undo this? And you don't re-vote on things like that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't bring those motions back. Like, you need to get that right. And you need to get it right when you're voting. And I think I was sitting 3 feet from the person when they made that vote. And they sort of went, no. And I literally, my head went down. I was like, cringe. Oh, my gosh. No. Because you're not going to be able to, there's no do-over on that. Some votes matter. Some votes are the only vote that matters. This was kind of one of those.
Eek. Well, voting has consequences.
There are consequences.
Even when you're already elected and the vote is already settled.
Sure does. People are going to remember that.
And come back to bite you in the butt.
So, so today is a vacation day for
me. Good for you.
No one start emailing me the county and being like, what are you doing on the air in the middle of the day? It's a vacation day. So it was a perfect day to come in, and I really appreciate you and Jane being super flexible. I thought, well, if the vote passes, I'll be in a buoyant mood to be on As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to be here.
So we're so happy to have you. And one of the things that we do is kind of just talk about stories from the week. And so I know we can either go one of two ways. We can talk about stories that you want to talk about.
Sure.
Otherwise, I know you talk a lot about Trump on your show. Because you come at it from a legal aspect. You are a lawyer. And
that's
so I always love listening to your show because I feel like it's less of just opining opinions.
Yeah.
It's actually based in some like, all right, like
based on the law.
Let's look at the law.
Yeah.
And so on your vacation day, what do you want to talk about, Maggie Dawn?
Well, I want to talk about jerky bosses. Derek Van Orden.
Okay.
So I was listening on the way in because That's what we do. We listen to each other's shows. I do, like, sort of random side tangent note. One of the things that I love about the station is that everybody's show has a very different sort of lilt, tone, personality, take, focus area. And it's interesting, especially when we each end up talking about, like, this, if there was a major thing in the news and everybody talks about it, there's very much those different perspectives on it. And I think that that's really interesting over the course of a news day. So I think everybody should just listen all day.
All day, every all day. Never every leave day. Civic Media.
Get the Civic Media app. Take us with you everywhere.
That's right. But when I read that story when it broke last night, I thought, this is just despicable.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I have been an intern on Capitol Hill. I worked for Congressman Tom Barrett the summer of 1996. This is when Monica Lewinsky was giving sexual favors in the White House. This is when W-2 welfare reform passed, fast-tracked through the House, led by Newt Gingrich that summer. The bill was literally like about 3 feet high when it got to the congressman's office. And I'll tell you this, I was basically just the intern that would like take people on Capitol tours and answer phones and stuff. And the congressman, Tom Barrett, was doing not a whit. He was going to say nothing on welfare reform. And I sort of asked one of the other staffers, I was like, isn't Jerry Klitschko, aren't, you know, Congressman Klitschko and Barrett, you know, the two congressmen with the most people that receive these benefits in the state? And aren't they kind of using the state of Wisconsin as like a petri dish to basically target black working poor families? Shouldn't we be saying something? And people were like, shut up. Yeah.
Wow.
I like to call it my...
You undergrad or in law school at that
point?
I was in undergrad. It was my freshman summer.
I was 19 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And I remember thinking Tom Barrett's worthless. Like having a very crystallized notion that if you can't find your way to grow an opinion on this thing when they're targeting your constituents very clearly, it was the sort of... That time, right, Gingrich's Congress coming out of Reagan was really where all of the racial... dog whistling and divisiveness. It had always been part of the GOP, right? But that's when it was being labeled, right? And all of these tropes that we see Donald Trump and people like Van Orton leaning back into today, like all of that was happening. And I was so angry. It was so hard for me to work in that office and watch nothing happen on that.
Did he ever earn back your...
No.
Okay.
No. My line on Tom Barrett is he's a very nice guy interpersonally, and bravo to that. He's never a guy who would do what Van Orton did.
Yeah.
But that to me is just like, oh, so you're not an ass.
Yeah.
Well, okay. There's not a check mark in your negative column. It's not a plus to have the absence of jerkitude. But my line on Tom Barrett when he got appointed to be an ambassador was, you've lost two elections to Walker. You've done nothing to heal the city. You've dodged those issues for years. Gee whiz, there's nothing like another mediocre, middle-aged white guy failing up yet again because he's charming.
To go be the ambassador of the richest per capita country.
Doesn't speak French, has no background in finance, and has barely held a regular job for any point in time in his entire life.
But do you know that in Luxembourg, one of their big celebrations every year includes hopping? So I found that to be very serendipitous.
That's clearly what made him qualified to be the ambassador of Luxembourg. My other line on him is he couldn't lead himself out of a cardboard box. Like there's no establishment of vision, no organizing principle. And how long were you mayor? I mean, come on, man. Van Orton,
So jerky bosses. He's not the boss in this situation, but I read it because, I've been pretty honest. Like I've yet to feel like ever abused emotionally or verbally in a workplace, and I think I've been pretty lucky because when I hear
I'm
her stories
here with
or
like,
your stories
yes, with like,
that you told
really?
Me at the break,
yes,
that like how ubiquitous. As much as we can say this is despicable, and it is, and like it makes him look terrible, I think, but also. Stories of other Congress members who have done this to their staff, stories. And you were saying in law, because I asked that question, I was like, is this how lawyers work?
It is all over the place in the law. And the tangent about working for Tom was in Congress on the Capitol Hill, there's a pecking order. So you pointed this out, Kristen. You're like, you're a freshman member of the House. You don't go after Senate pages. They basically outrank freshman members of the House. Like, if you work in the Senate, you are the blankety blank. That is the top of the top.
Like, Mitch McConnell can yell at you.
Correct.
But Derek Van Orden cannot.
No, he can barely yell. He should barely be qualified to yell at himself in the mirror. I mean, so, yes, the law is just rife with this. I have worked in what is referred to as like big law, white shoe law firms, and behaviors that I saw were literally almost pathologically to completely out of bounds. People screaming, yelling, binders and like papers being pushed off of conference tables. A stapler was once thrown. And I don't mean like sort of at someone. I mean, a partner picked it up and threw it like a baseball as hard as he could at a paralegal. GTFO, what the F are you doing? Whack. And she like barely missed it.
So legally, drinking on the job. In that situation, couldn't he, if he had actually hit her?
Yeah, is she going to sue a law firm?
She could sue him, right?
Is she going to sue a law firm? Yeah. Why do you think you, like, it's only been within the last maybe 15 to 20 years, and there's only been a handful of these lawsuits where women or people of color have sued the major big law firms for discrimination or hostile workplaces or harassment, and the same is true in finance. You do not sue these employers because once you do, you will never work again. And that's the point that I think people don't well, why don't you just leave? Excuse me. These are like, there are not a ton of these jobs at the very, very, very top of the mountain.
Yeah.
And everyone knows everyone else. And when you leave these places, if you're not stepping up or getting paid more, there's a presumption and a cloud that either you're screwed up or something happened, and it doesn't matter what the truth is, you're damaged goods. And word gets around. So when people talk about these things and, oh, just leave, or you, but you don't know what you're talking about. You just don't. That's the power asymmetry that makes the behavior so persistent and pernicious. It just doesn't go away because people don't have, you have the absence of real and meaningful choice. And I think in some artistic industries, including media, right, where talent or a particular person who's really great at what they do, a chef, an artist, you can get away with obnoxiousness and actual, I mean, some of this behavior is so frequent, so daily, that it causes people real psychological damage. I had three secretaries that worked in the practice group that I was in, who at different times came into my office, basically closed the door, and immediately started bawling. One of them, I had been gone from the firm for a decade. She wrote me a letter once. I had been gone for a decade. Thank you for treating me with respect and kindness. I will never forget that. Your words to me many, many years ago eventually gave me the courage to leave this place.
Oh.
I'll never know how to thank you. And it was because I treated her like a human being. That's how bad it is. So Me Too is a thing. The sexual element, the gender element is a thing. But we're talking about workplace abuse leveled between men and women. But it's always about that power dynamic. Woof. Sorry, didn't mean to get so deep on Friday.
All right, we're going to lighten it up and play a quiz when we come back.
Love it. I also have some fun news that we can talk about that's not
perfect.
So heavy.
All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Vegetables and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over, so I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
Well, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed, so I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm and muggy, and a low in the upper 60s. Clouds thicken for tomorrow, a few showers and storms, and a high in the mid-80s. Better chance of rain Sunday, cloudy and mid-70s. Partly sunny as we look on into Monday. Nice day, a little breezy, and upper 70s. It's 71 right now.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Coming to you every hour on the hour. The weather's fine, but there may be a meteor shower.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Metnair. And we have the one and only Maggie Dawn in the studio. That flew by. She's actually going to stick around.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, we're just going to, she's going to stay here fabulous. Through the top of the hour news. We're going to keep talking about some of the stories she pulled. So stick around after this segment. But this is a segment we do on Fridays with our Civic Media host guests to see, because, you know, we all talk about the news, but there's a lot of news out there.
Quite a volume.
It's always interesting to see what people have picked up on during the week. So it's there's six questions, multiple choice. We go back and forth, and then there's one at the end where whoever says the answer the fastest. Sometimes it's not a tiebreaker. Sometimes it is. We don't take this very seriously.
No.
There's no fabulous prizes involved, unfortunately.
Other than bragging rights and blank talking rights.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
Totally. I love that. But I do have to disclaim, my head has basically been completely up the sales tax behind for 2 months. Like, I consume what I need to consume to get through the day and do my show. So nobody hold this against me if
no
I sound like a total idiot.
Not at all.
Okay, good.
All right. So since you're the guest, you get to choose if you want to go first or second.
I'll go second.
All right.
Honors to Jane.
Jane.
All right. Let's do this.
Israel? Oh, no. Shoot. I already screwed this one up.
Benjamin Netanyahu, Supreme Court.
This is a layup for you. Which country's parliament passed a law this week diminishing its Supreme Court's power?
Don't tell me it's Israel.
Oh, Jane's got one.
Well done, well done.
Okay, so this is a Wisconsin question. After complaints and lawsuits and money wasted and trying to fire Megan Wolf, Republicans have jumped on the early voting train.
Yes.
What is the name of the RNC's new campaign to encourage early voting?
Ooh.
That you have a multiple choice. Oh, so one, get counted. Two, own the libs. Three, bank your vote.
Bank your vote. It's bank your vote.
Or is it four, mea culpa?
Oh, I wish it was mea culpa. I also like own the libs more, but it's bank your vote.
It is bank your vote. All right, 1-1.
All right, well done.
Jane, which of these is not a headline about bills Wisconsin Republicans introduced this week?
Which one is not?
So three of these are real. We're back to three headlines and a lie.
Okay.
Legislative Republicans introduce bill protecting right to garden. Lawmakers seek to introduce tax rebates for gun safety. Gun safe purchases. Survivors of sexual assault could go after rapists for child support payment under GOP proposal. Republican bill proposes eliminating sales tax on baby products like diapers, cribs, and strollers.
It is the rapist.
That one, that the real one or the
fake
one?
That's the real one.
Three of them are real.
Three of them.
Yeah. So okay. we got gun safes.
Gun safes?
We've got you'll get child support if you get raped and we force you to have a baby.
Yeah. Yep. Only if they're convicted.
Right.
Okay.
And right to garden.
Right. Okay.
Right to garden is a thing.
And the baby products, finally taking the sales tax off of those.
That one.
That one's real.
It is? I was going to say, no, it's got to be the baby one because that might actually help some people out.
I know. The guns. That's why I put two in there. The gun safe is not real. But the sales tax on baby products, sexual assault, and the right to garden. All bills introduced this week.
Yeah, the right to garden. I've been fighting for that.
I didn't know anyone was coming after your right to garden.
I mean, can we organize a protest and we're like literally with pitchforks, except they're going to be used for gardening purposes?
All right, moving on. Back to international news. South Korean, I keep reading this wrong. This week, South Korean scientists announced what breakthrough of a lifetime that is skeptical to the scientific community. Is it A, room temperature superconductors? B, the darkest shade of black ever? C, general artificial intelligence? D, self-replicating black holes?
Self-replicating black holes.
No, unfortunately, it is room temperature superconductors.
Oh, wow.
So this is funny. When I watch a ton of Jeopardy.
Okay.
Jeopardy's fun. I hate Mayim Bialik as a host, by the way. We could do a whole show just on why. And every time a category comes up that's about outer space and, like, chemistry, I'm like, oh, I got nothing for you on that one.
I don't know any of this.
Can you give me some pop
periodic
culture?
Table?
Yeah. Nothing. Zero chance.
All right, Jane, on average, which state's residents eat dinner at the earliest time? Oh. Maine, Arizona, Wyoming, or Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
Ding, ding, ding.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I would have thought it was Zona because all the old people.
Right. That was a complete guess.
All right, Maggie, which early 2000s game relaunched this week? Club Penguin, Neopets, Moshi Monsters, Webkinz.
I have no idea what any of those things are.
I'm right there with you, Maggie.
It's Neopets. I don't remember this. Do you remember Neopets from the 2000s?
There was some other, like the Pokemon Go and the thing, the widget pet. Zero of that has ever hit my radar.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember Tamagotchis, but I do not remember
Neopets.
Neopets.
Never heard
of them. But they're back.
Okay, well, shoo.
All right, are we tied up?
No, I think Jane's beating me, but we'll call it a tie to make it interesting.
Yeah, we'll call it a tie to make this this last one. All right, so this is whoever answers it first.
Okay.
Who is the new Brewers outfielder who had a sensational Major League debut last weekend?
Klemchik? I can't remember the guy's name. It starts with a K. I tweeted about him. He had a great game where he went, what was it, like 4 for 4, hit a home run, had an RBI, and two incredible outfield catches.
Name.
I can't remember.
Jane, do you remember we talked about it yesterday?
I know we talked about it yesterday. I'm going to call him Sparky. I have no
Sal
idea.
Frelick.
Sal Frelick. Klepchik. It was, you know what that was? It was like, maybe I need to be tested for dyslexia because it was like Frelick backwards and like mixed around in my head
just
with
like
some
an anagram.
Sales text. Yeah, and then like, okay. Klepchik.
All right, well.
Sal, yes.
I'm going to give you both C's.
Yeah, we passed, Jane. C's get degrees, baby.
I'll take it.
That was really funny. But yeah. So what do you got for us when we come back? Anything you want to tease for some
sure
stories you've rounded up?
So in the early 90s, they unearthed like a 2,000-year-old grave off the coast of England on this tiny island. And it was literally from the Iron Age, which was one of the most violent times in human history. And what do you think was in the grave? And we'll talk about it when we get back.
That is a great tease. All right. When we come back from this break, Maggie Dawn's still going to be here because she's on vacation today.
Vacation!
And, Jane will be here. I will be here. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay tuned.
I want to go back. Here is the news. Somebody has broken up. Satellite too.
Here is the news.
Look very carefully, it may be you.
The energy called today was used to
calling back my dad.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.